Blog Talk Radio.
All through my wandering years, I always said I was biding my time, all alone in the dark. I faced my fears, and no other heart would come to mine.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro Smith, and I want to welcome all of you. I know it was a little hard to get in today on the 773, 877-897-6461 phone, but some of you did. And this is Saturday, and you know what Saturday is? Saturday is our roustabout day, where we get really intense on our spirituality and our healing. We have two phenomenal people today. Those of you who've gotten to know our individual workers here on PsychicsGoneWild.com and know that they are here. One of them is a surprise for those of you. This will be her first show. She is working on coming in. We've also got a couple other individuals helping with that. And we want to welcome our phenomenal and normal co-host who's going to Thursday nights. Those of you who listen to our best, busiest show, Thursday nights with Dina Flanagan, are going to be hearing Andrew Romine. Andrew Romine is a very phenomenal healer. We all know that he is a talented intuitive healer and Reiki master. Andrew has been here with us for a while. Jethro is having Mercury retrograde a little early. So all of you that are calling in, we've got quite a few calls. I want you to just grab a hold of your pens and paper and don't get discouraged. If 773 kicks you off, it took me, unfortunately, 7 minutes to get in. I've tried everything I knew, and eventually the passwords that always have worked. But it is because of the energy, and today we are going to be talking about healing and spirituality. So those of you who are calling in, definitely you'll get a little bit of time with us, but this is an hour show, and the excellent part is you're going to get to hear some experiences with the healers. So Andrew Romine is here, and I'm going to talk to him here. Andrew, how are you this wonderful day?
I am doing excellent. Thank you for the intro, Jethro. How are you?
Very good. It makes me laugh that I've done this for about 16 months now, and it never ceases to surprise me what Blog Talk can do to make me a little crazier. One of them today was to every time I would sign in, the Blog Talk would tell me that I'm already was in.
So, oh,
yeah. Yeah. So with this energy, Andrew, a lot of people are calling and asking me about your intuitive healing. Andrew, you use your own body as a healer, and one of the most phenomenal events that I've been working with is getting people to go to Spirit Radio, and I have a lot of our family here, which you are. You're one of our new family member, but you're already becoming a family member that was asked to go to a bigger show because you have such a following. You're going to be on Thursday nights with our phenomenal Dina Flanagan. Both of you two are healers, and I am so excited because tell me a little bit of what you do with your healing. They always tease Dina and say, so you just go out and say, I am healing you with the mind. You shall be healed. It's not exactly works that way. Tell us, Andrew, how you heal someone psychically.
Well, I use my intuitive abilities, my psyche. Basically what I do is I put my whole mind, body, and soul into the transfer of energy. I basically go into the parts where I connect to the divine connection, and I meet your energy there on a spiritual plane, and I basically circumference my own energy around you and help cleanse that energy off. My clairvoyance, my claircognitives, I'm able to sense everything that's going on. It's not so much as the event that's going to causing discord in your life. It's the emotions attached to it, and that's where I pull off that energy. People's like, you know, I need to get rid of this memory. This happened to me. It's causing all these issues. It's not the memory that's causing the problem. It's the emotion that you attach to that event that's causing you the issue. As I had mentioned before on the last Saturday show, I have 5 years worth of memory I wish I could get rid of, but that's not the case. And when I had popped up with Dina on the show last Wednesday, it was just kind of a moment of opportunity, and it turned out to be a phenomenal show, and I enjoy talking to the people I did, and I've been getting a lot of feedback from that, so I do look forward to moving with her on Thursday.
So, love that. That's so good. And Andrew, I do love the fact that the guides are pushing us. Matisha Royal is our surprise person. She's a very strong intuitive. She's going to be here helping me on Saturdays. We are doing different hosts, different guests, so Saturday has always been our surprise, and it stays that way. Those of you who've been putting in, you want to hear Nicholas David Nen back doing soul retrieval. This is the day to catch him because he's in the United Kingdom. We also have a male angel reader who will be reading with me here in July. We are going to get Andrew here on our Friday so we can work out with a schedule so we can get Andrew out there to Canada. We have 1380 AM and 103.9. So without much ado, let's grab a client and let's put someone in here to talk to us a minute on the psychic. 310, you've been patient. You waited to find Jethro. He found his buttons. He's here. 310, would you like to ask us a question?
Hey, Jethro. It's Jordana. How are you doing?
I'm a little frustrated, but my hair's back up and I'm back on the horse again. I'm just going to get this show to work if I have to kick it where it hurts. It's going to do it.
Oh my gosh, I love your energy. I have a really quick question. My significant other, my boyfriend, I feel like he's trying to surprise me, I guess, and I'm wondering if that's the case. Like, I'm traveling out of town. I'm in Illinois, and he's in California. I'm just wondering if he's going to come out and, like, surprise me.
And Jordana, I'm going to start first, that I'll flip it over here to be, you know, common courtesy with me and Andrew both reading. I'm sensing with this boyfriend that you two are having an energy, and I would say there is a surprise, but I feel that you two are also, you're doing some kind of growth and expansion. You two, you're a little shy. You keep, like, I feel like he's trying to take it to steps, and you're doing a baby step. You're like, let's, and then you want to kind of go, and he goes, let's slow down. They show me you two are both trying to decide who's going to dance and who's going to lead. And with the energy with you two, I feel there's a surprise, but I also feel there's something going on that may delay him coming there. The angels are telling me that. I know you, and I remember, I've listened in. I haven't read for you personally. This is the first time I've read for you, but I remember your energy. And what the angels are showing me is you're a saleswoman. You go out and you do a lot of people speaking. They're showing me you're in front of people bringing them in. Okay. I want to make sure, because if they've got, you know, the guys are tricky with me. Sometimes they'll test me. But what they're telling me with you, your gift, is that your energy is pulling in people, and I feel that's what's happening with this love. This man that you're with, you and him are astraling or something. I'm feeling some night dreams here.
Yeah.
You're showing me. Okay, that's the M. Okay, I want to make sure. Don't be getting other sneaking in boyfriends on the psychic, you know, but
No, not at all. I just didn't know because he, you know, I've been asking him questions and he keeps saying, I'm going to see you tonight. I'm like, what does that mean? Like, was that just a slip or is he really going to come surprise me? I have no idea.
What do you feel, Andrew? What are you getting here?
I would have to agree with you. I feel like yes, there is a lot coming on that he wants to present, but he's waiting for signs and cues from her. She's very hesitant in some, even though her heart's in the place, I think her mind is at war with her. Fear. Of something she's not understanding, but I'm going to tell you that there's nothing there to be afraid of. You have to jump into the blind pit to see what's going to happen. Make the steps. Make the move. He's waiting for you. I think that's what you're worried about. Here on my own side where I'm seeing that, yes, I think I've read for you before.
I think like a few months ago, yes.
Oh, okay. No, it wouldn't have been a few months ago. Here, what I see is, like Jeff first said, you're very talkative. You're a very people person. You have a lot of dreams inside of you, and you also listen to your intuition. Your own gut feeling is telling you, go for it. But you're kind of edging off a little bit. Go for it when you meet him, when you meet up for him. If you feel like there's a surprise there, and I agree there is, he's waiting for you. He's waiting for a sign from you for the go-ahead. Give him that go-ahead, whatever it's body language, whatever it's in conversation. Don't hold back. If this is, and I agree with Jeff, there is really good positive energy in this meeting, in this venture with you and two, and I think it can go far. It's just, I feel he's waiting for you.
Okay, absolutely. Thank you.
And thank you. And remember to put in our Psyche's Gone Wild. We're doing a Wild as Went Madness. So June Madness, put in on a Psyche's Gone Wild. And then we're going to pick, right now we're up to 12 books, physical books. We will be giving out. I just spoke with Janine. She looks like she's going to give us a couple e-books. So we're going to have Janine Reagan Sinclair. We're going to have Nicholas David Nen. We're going to have a bunch of books that we're going to be giving out to individuals. And what we'll do is on the June Madness, we'll just pick a last day here. It looks like it's going to probably be the night that Andrew and Dean go nuts. They're going to do an hour and a half show next weekend on the 27th. So you please put in for that so you can maybe win one of the books. I have a feeling that you're going to be lucky. I'm pretty psychic, and I want you to get in on some of those fun contests.
Absolutely, I will. Thank you.
Thank you. And we love you guys that do this. And one of the best things, I had someone ask me, they said, what can I do for Psychics Gone Wild? I call in, you guys always tell me stuff, and it's all crazy. What you can do is you can share our page. If you'll share our page on MySpace, Facebook, I don't care what, any of the social sites, people pick it up, and they come to us. So you give us a blessing by putting out our name. You know, the best form of compliment is referral. And I know it's financially times. I had someone say, I can't tip you, Jethro. You're always joking about it. You're saying, come to Psychics Gone Wild site and do a site. And Jethro, you raised your rates on me. You used to be here. What are you doing? I said, what I'm doing is I'm paying the lights. I'm getting the crazy stuff going. And what I want to have is I want you to come in, and I want you to take a time and see Andrew Romine. Call the man up. Say, hey, Andrew, you know, you look on the site, you see him, and you say, Andrew, I want to see what you can do with this Reiki. Because, by the way, Reiki can be sent through the phone. I am I want to say it casually, and I always tease about it, but actually it was a healing. And I'm one of the phenomenal people that I was not supposed to have my health back. And what I did is I went to a Reiki master. You guys all know her as Wild KC on the show. KC did heal me. And what was funny about the time is she would not stop talking. She was like healing me, and she's like, la, 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 la. She's going being, you know, KC, I can say that. We both are talkers. Everyone knows I talk too. And she's going wild, and everybody's going, oh my gosh. And I'm just sitting there, and that finally the guys went, womp, and she was quiet. She did the healing, and the angels told me, they said, get up and go now. So I got up. I'm out of this metaphysical store. I didn't realize until I was up the stairs and out the door that I was moving at my normal pace. It was such a miracle for me. So I am an advocate. Andrew, we've got two emails here. One's from Chicago. Andrew, you've been on the show quite a few days now. Obviously, you're a good reader. Did you come with this ability of healing? Were you a born healer, or did they train you to heal from the beginning to the end?
Well, the way I explain it to people, it's not the fact that I learned how to do what I'm doing. I learned to find who I was meant to be all along through my own testimony and trials in life. And ever since I found out my path, my passion, I always tell people, if you can't find your destiny or your purpose in life, find your passion, because your passion will soon drive you to your purpose. I found my passion to be able to speak to people and understand them without hearing much from them, just knowing when I speak to people on Facebook. And I can do my Reiki, my energy healing, over the internet without even hearing your voice. I can do it over Messenger, too. I've done it all the time. I do it with my clients in the United Kingdom. That's all they have to talk to me, is via Facebook or email. I have always known about this, but it was an element of fear of understanding because of where I've grown up and how I was raised. And I've tried everything in the book to try to find happiness. And one day I hit rock bottom. I'm like, okay, I'm going to listen to this voice inside of my heart. And it has not stirred me wrong since. It was always there. I just trained myself. I listened. I meditated through rights and wrongs in my life. I was able to find out my purpose in life. So in a way, it was always there. It's always there in everybody. Everyone has gifts in their life, but some of them just haven't opened their own presence yet. My gift to the world, to humanity, was able to talk to them and heal and work with them, help them find their ground in their life so they can make their own destiny and make their own future.
I love that, Andrew. And you know, we were talking about this week, and me and Gary Wimmer went to Canada and Roku Television and all of it at Fridays, which you're going to be going with me sometime soon. And we were talking there, going through the events, and Gary said, he goes, everyone has the ability, and we all laugh. Now, Gary is a very seasoned, very phenomenal reader, a very litmusy man. I see you and him working together, and I love it because you just said something that the newer generation believes. I'm kind of in the middle here because I've seen both, and we laughed about it because the old school was, you have to be raised, and you have to be born with a across your face, a bio. What? Who's did that? Who's seventh brother of eighth brother? Come on now, come on. And then they're telling us, those who have, and I can't say the names because I will get in trouble, but I have worked on different shows where very known little names have told me pretty much, you have to. And we were like, no, you can. Everyone has this sixth sense. So I'm just glad, Andrew, to see that. And we do have a couple, we don't argue, but we have a couple who believe you have to be tuned to this. Well, tell me, when the car hit Gary, and Gary flew across the street and he came back, the police records show that Gary was physically gone. Gary had no pulse, no working. Gary was out of body. Woohoo, bye-bye. Now all of a sudden he comes flipping back in Austin, Texas. The policemen look over. Gary stands back up. Ta-da! Gary's back and now one of our readers. Andrew, you have this energy. I love your energy. We're putting out a lot there. I had someone write, Jethro, you're getting hyper. I always do. I haven't had chocolate yet, but the day is young. Let's turn around and grab 313, and you're up to you now. 313, you and me and Andrew. How are you, 313?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
Wonderful, and you are?
I'm good. I just want to know, I have a question about my relationship, and then do you see a move?
I love your energy, and you're going to laugh. The psychics are showing me three things, so I'm going to have you give me your name so the guys will give me permission, because you got somebody else that wants you to do what they want. So give me your first name.
Yeah, I was about to throw in there. This curtain thing, I just got a brick wall on that question, and kind of like a detour in a way, as soon as she asked that.
So give us
my name is Shakira.
Okay, and Shakira, I wanna go ahead here. I'm seeing two things happen to you, and we're gonna go ahead with the guide's permission. Is I feel there is a male relationship. I feel you like males. I'm picking up this person is standing back, but I do feel there's a female in your life that kind of wants you to do something different. There's something going on here. Yeah, you got a pull, girl. You got me working now because I can feel the energy. They're like, you make me go in there. I've been really being lazy, and you made me come in and work, girl. Because what they're telling me is that this woman is over here. This is family or someone, and she's got this other idea. But you've got this male you want, and so what happens is you get a little confused, and finally Shakira goes, you know what? I like him. I'm going to be with him. And then he's over here. He's a little nervous of you. It seems like you guys have had something happen in a relationship. I feel like you kind of took a step back, and you told him, if you're going to be out all the time, you need to kind of have me go with you. I feel like there's a male that's out. I wouldn't say he's cruising, but I know he's not exactly being real strong with you. Do you know what I'm saying, Shakira? Am I helping you in what I'm picking up? I got to get really in there, and I'm not trying to be nosy, but I'm going to have to look in your heart, because I also feel that you've had enough of these men who just want to be close and touchy-feely. You want them to be all that. If you want to be with Shakira, you treat me a little better than just a kiss and a love and off we go or something. There's something going on with this guy. And he's got something where I don't feel like the woman in the family or the someone there, someone keeps pushing him away. They're like, you leave Shakira alone. And you're kind of like, I'll make my own decisions. And everybody's kind of like trying to make your mind up for you. And then I feel there's a love coming. I feel there's going to be a different relationship. They keep showing me now that I keep getting like a Tyrone or something. I know. I'm, oh my gosh! Well, you little lady. Now, what are you
that's
doing?
That's my cousin's baby daddy. Yes, no, I don't think so. But,
okay.
I mean, you don't see no future of being my baby father.
you got a little flirting thing going on here. You're keeping a couple of them just guessing where you are tonight. You just kind of go, come on. They show me there's a guy over here that there's another one. And you're like, I don't know he. No, I'm not saying the one you know. You're not going to be dating your cousin. Come on, girl. But I got someone different in energy. And they
no, he's my cousin's baby dad. I want to know what me and my baby father's future holds. I'm pregnant and stuff.
And that one. Mm. Now, that's the field that's out moving around. What are you getting, Andrew, for that gentleman?
Well, especially what I'm getting here, I did a quick three card. I've got the Five of Pentacles, which represents a heightened spiritual religious forms. This is telling me that you need to heighten your senses a little bit more in this current situation here. I also got the Five of Swords, which represents the buffalo. This is a symbol of wealth and abundance. I'm getting I see an image of you hopping around on one leg holding your knee up, because if you're walking with both legs, you're going to step on something that's going to blow up on you, like blow up in your face. It seems like you're having to watch your step where you go with this person. However, you're going to have to feel more with your heart than more than physical touch, because in relationship, it's all about what you feel, not what you see, because your eyes can lie to you. So feel the situation out. And then my last one I got was the Nine of Swords. This happens to deal with a Thunderbird. Very protective. Like, I agree with Jethro. This person in your family that's very protective over you, you're going to have to tell them to butt out. So the Nine of Swords, the Thunderbird, came inverted. It's very protective over its family or the people that it sees in its wings. But this is going to be a downfall, or not really the death or the end of everything, but it's going to make things harder. And I agree with Jethro. I think you're going to need those persons to back off a little bit to let you make your own. You're a grown woman. You're pregnant. So therefore, you're going to have to. Someone else can't make their choices for you because of they're not you. They're not in your shoes. They don't. They're not you. They don't see the world from your view.
Do you see a future with my baby?
Yes, the three card shows me, yes, there is a very high possibility, but the third card that showed me that was inverted means that this other person, you need to tell them to butt out, or there won't be one.
Yeah,
or it will make it harder or longer for this to happen. So you've got to make
somebody
grab the ball by the horn. I'm sorry?
Do you guys see a move in my future? Like, I'm looking for an apartment.
Okay, I'm sorry, my phone's cutting out a little bit. Say that one more time, ma'am.
A move, I'm looking for an apartment. Do you see a move in the near future?
Okay, that wasn't one. Let me go and take a look one quick second.
And we're going here, Shakira. I thank you for calling in. We want to make sure you do the June Madness on the site, try to get a book, win some. We are going to be giving away a few readings, half an hour readings. We've even got a session with a couple of the Destiny Birth ones, so you can send in your birth charts to Psychic Jethro, and I'm going to give a couple of those away. We're just going to be having Gone June Madness crazy specials. So, Andrew, have you got your cards ready?
Yep, just right there. Yes, it looks like this is most likely going to happen. You're going to look to something, and within the next 36 months, opportunity will come in. You said you got an apartment right now that you're looking to move into?
No, I'm trying to move. I got one in mind with a lady.
Yes, I'm seeing an opportunity come in here, according to the cards. Those tell me yes, most likely. Yeah, that person keeps coming up to me. Yes, 3 to 6 months, an opportunity will come in. It is on the road, but there's something you're needing to handle. The one that jumps out to me is this King of Chalice here. I'm showing a deer. This shows me mercy, gentleness, beauty, horns, spirit, back, and staying in structure. Okay, this is telling me that you seem to change who you are a lot. You've got to keep on a certain pattern. It's kind of like, let's say, you're going out to public, and you're constantly changing how you look, people aren't going to recognize you. Same thing in the spiritual world. You've got to keep your energy the same. You've got to keep that firm. This is who I am. This is what identifies me. You've got to keep that straight so you can stay on that path. As long as you keep your heart and head in the right place, I see this happening for you in the next month, 3, maybe max of 6 months. That's what the cards are telling me right now. And I'm just doing a simple 3-card spread, and this is going back to what we said on the previous question.
So we thank you. Hope we help you, Shakira. Definitely catch us some more. And thank you for calling into Psychic's Gone Wild. Did we give you enough? I know you're kind of like, it's hard to get a few minutes in quick. They're in it.
Yeah, I got enough. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We love all of you guys, and what we want to continue to do is we're asking all of you guys to take a look at what else you can do. Go on the sites. Pick the people you want. That's why Andrew's going on to Thursdays. That's why today we're having a little bit of fun. I'm trying to work here at the same time. Matisha Royal will be in, an intuitive psychic, very phenomenal gifted individual. I had a lot of you guys say, what happens to people after Psychic's Gone Wild? Well, they go on to do other shows. I can tell you of Unseen World. We had them when they were here, and there's two phenomenal people over there. I can tell you that Aurora Rose was one of our readers. I can tell you other individuals who come on. What we love to do is we want to see people start here, grow here, and go on from here. One of the best positive individuals that we have noticed is I had friends ask me, what happens to other ones? We're a constant moving light force. So what we are is we people come through. The angels work with me. I had 6 interviews today. Someone called and else and just calling me, and I love them. They're like, I'm ready to come on, Jethro. I'm like, okay, I did, and what we've got is we've got a new reader out of that. She was going to go ahead and start next week, so you'll have another surprise one. We have, like I said, a male reader from United Kingdom. He'll be on in July. So we're always adding, and the reason we do that is we want to give you variety on Gone Wild. We have a question here for Andrew. Andrew, what is the difference between Druid Reiki and regular Reiki? I am a Reiki practitioner of 1 and 2.
Druid Reiki, for me, it just has to do with my own form and techniques. But I have to backtrack this a little bit. People ask me, what's the difference between someone who follows a Wicca path or a Druid path? I have to tell them, it's not what's different, it's what's similar. It just happens to do from the geographic location of the world. As we all know, Druid is Celtic. I also follow and understand the Tree of Life, the 10 chakras of the Tree of Life, not just the normal 7. There's many different forms and techniques in Reiki. There's so many different ways you can work energy, and I don't have enough time to go over all of it on the show. The difference is just on how I call the energy from the 4 elements around me, or out of the thin air itself. I'm able to pull from those areas. Reiki is more of a tool, a channel as well. It's where you pull the energy from around you, the natural elements, and you focus it into your patient or your client that you're working on, and you recycle that negative energy out of them, throw you back into the earth and back into the universe again. It just depends on your technique. Me, personally, I have this thing to where I'll just take it directly into me and pull the 4 elements into myself and cleanse it within my own body. Sometimes I have gone over my head and gotten sick myself. I've been fighting a chest cold myself, a little sinus infection, because I overdid it one day with a couple different people and I wasn't taking care of myself. Not only are you supposed to take care of the person you're working for, but you yourself have to be cleansed and pure yourself. meditation, grounding techniques is a must. Because if you don't take care of yourself, you're going to harm the other person, or you won't be, you'll be less effective with the other person. So best to answer that question is just the technique to which you're using the Reiki or the energy.
I love it. And as I was telling you earlier, you know, our KC healer had done that healing with me. And at the time, I had another person tell me, they said, be careful of healers because a healer can heal you or kill you. And I know in a Reiki force, you as a Reiki master, I mean, I know you, Andrew, and I'm also part of here, but I am concerned. I do know that a Wiccan, a white Wiccan or a dark Wiccan, which there are both, just like there is with the pagan and the Druid. Now, you're doing healing. What keeps that line with you, Andrew, of sending that energy to a person and you're doing energy to heal them, and let's say the energy of the nature forces are sending other things because this person has not always been good with animals. Let's say they were a person that's done something that's made the totem, a good example, the wolf totem with dogs. This person's been mean to animals in their life as a kid, and the wolf totem's not crazy about them. So what? How do you decipher as a Reiki master that they shouldn't get a bite instead of an actual rubbing up against and a loyalty? Do you know what I mean?
Karma.
Mm.
The simple word, karma. When you said white witch and dark witch, it's the same thing people say, the difference between white magic and black magic. There's no such thing. It's only the intent of the practitioner. Same thing with medical practitioners, medicine. You can use your medical knowledge for good and heal people, or you can use your medical knowledge to kill somebody. It's all on the intent of the user. Yes, someone of an ill will or a mean heart can go out there and do harm in the world with their knowledge and their gifts. That is very possible. That doesn't mean the magic itself or the energy itself is going to be bad. It's the intent of the practitioner, the intent of the Reiki master or the doctor. You ever hear the term angel of death, where doctors go out and let people die and do it in a comfort zone and on their wishes? And people go to jail for that because it's against their oath. But their argument is their patients ask me, I'm ready to go, I'm ready to die. But a doctor's not supposed to do that. A doctor's supposed to sustain life. We as Reiki masters or energy workers are to promote long living, healthy, energetic life. Now, if they're using that energy or their own will for non-benevolent needs or wills, karma will come and get them. Same thing in using this for personal gain. If they keep doing that in that aspect, they will lose their ability. They will be blocked by the universe, by the divine spirits or whatever. They will be stopped. And I have seen it happen to people where they lose their gifts because of ill will or using for personal gain. And I'll tell you one thing. In my life, for me having these gifts and being able to help people, it is no different than my arms and legs. You cut my leg off, my life is going to change. I can't even imagine my life 4 years ago. I can't remember how I was getting by without this, without being able to help people. I can't even imagine my life before then because this has become such an important part of me. It is my life. It is what further defines me. So I do with good intention. Even though I do get angry and mad at people, I'm human. But I have to recognize that when I do my work, I do not out of anger and do not control or entice free will. Those are my main two rules I teach my own students when I teach them how to meditate and work energy or magic, so to speak. Those are the two rules I live by. Do not out of anger and do not control free will. Now, there's a disclaimer for that, too. If someone's in the free will wanting to harm themselves or others, then yes, you can step in and try to stop that or divert that energy to save their life or someone else's. It's a very tricky thing, and people try to go out there, and I've talked to practitioners of magic, I'm going to put a hex or a spell on you. I'm like, okay, that's your karma. Have a nice day. It's all on the intent of the user. That's the balance between the yin and the yang, between light and dark is the intent of the person.
I agree, and I have a lot of them writing me, and I'm running as quick as I can. I love that. I thank you, Andrew, for that. I understand, and I agree. I do know of a friend who had the angel Camille come to them and bless them, and we were talking earlier about different psychics, different ability. The angel came, put the energy on them. They had the blessing. They turned around, and they're like, oh, my gosh, my spirituality, my energy's happening. Here I am. I love this, what it's doing to me, and then all of a sudden, they're having this really creepy stuff because the angel gave them the blessing of being able able to be a Passover. Now, you guys, I know you're going to write me, that's old school. There's a doily maker. A doily maker is someone who brings love. A Passover is someone who brings passing. They come into a house. Like, and imagine, this person's psychic sixth sense turns on, more intense, and they get the gift from the angel, please go into everyone's house that's passing and help them pass over. Needless to say, their life changed. They went from being a phenomenal baker. We were cooks together. Those of you know I love food. I'm never far from it. I'm in there working together, and this woman's like, this happens. She goes through the energy. My other psychic friend, we're both going, oh, my gosh. In 2 months, she's working in a nursing home. In 3 months, she's working with RN. In 6 months, she's obviously working towards more of RN nursing. But a long story short, she was always able to pass it over. Now, with most people look at that and say, ah, she's scaring me, because what she brought with her is, like you said, death. And in my teaching and my way of my man of power, I was taught to make a friend of death. Death stands at your right-hand corner, and you always ask death questions. So I do very much know with you guys, we've got a lot of you guys beat, but I love you on the phone. What we're going to do and what we've been doing, so all of you guys know in Psychics Gone Wild, is we're doing a talk show and we do a few readings. So we want you to come in, and this gives you a taste of what Andrew is, what Jethro is, what are phenomenal, which today Matisha just let me know that her phone is crazy, so she'll be getting a hold of us again later. It's okay. Mercury's out there. Mercury's going to be getting close. What we do as Mercury is we smile and we say, you cute little Gemini, stop that temper. So what we've got happening is we've got a lot of individuals going, what else is the healing of it? Well, what Andrew just said, I have a very phenomenal friend who uses fluorite, and fluorite's a very good healing stone for those of you who know. It resonates to the numerology of healing. It also does a path. But I've had a friend who told me that they have never seen the difference, but they want to know from Andrew, if they were to use fluorite on a male or a female, would it change the energy, or what is Andrew's thoughts on that?
The fluorite stone, I personally use a quartz crystal that helps channel energy and store energy for, like, a gift is the one. I use a lot of quartz crystals. I have a friend that does use a fluorite stone. It doesn't necessarily change the energy in the person, much less the vibration of the person to a higher level, so they can atone to that different level within nature and it helps you heal. The more connected and your vibration is higher, the easier it is for you to heal and shake off that negative energy. And as opposed to a male or female energy, it doesn't change that, because who you are, it just helps you give a better definition to that vibration. That's my thoughts on the fluoride stone. And as I was saying, quartz crystal, I would get a quartz crystal if I feel like they need continuous positive energy. I'd get one from a stone store or a metaphysical store, and I'll work with it, I'll cleanse it, and I'll charge it with healing energy from around me as if I'm with them, and I'll give it to them as a gift if they ask me for healing properties. I'll give them a stone, just keep that in your pocket, put it on a necklace or something, or just keep it on you. And when you feel really low and down, just put that stone in your giving hand. Or you take your dominant hand, your writing hand, and your weak hand is your receiving hand. Your dominant hand is your giving hand, where you cast out the energy with. Take it in the opposite hand that's not your positive, not your strong hand. That's where you'll receive the energy, the blessing, or the healing energy, the white light, within your own energy through that hand. Just hold on to it and feel the energy coming through your body, and it'll help shake out that negativity. What the quartz also does is transfers from that positive energy, and it stores that negative energy and locks it in there. So that way, when it's still the positive healing, you can either give it back to me or just throw it away.
Very excellent. That's very excellent. We're going to go with a couple of you guys from the phone. 504, you get to have a quick mini reading, one question with us. This is Jethro and Andrew. How are you, 504?
Hi, thank you. My name is Debbie. I'm feeling a little confused. That's why I called. My mother, I'm having a very difficult time with her, and I was wondering if you could maybe clue me in on what's going on with her and if there's a better way to deal with her, because I'm not dealing with it well.
Go ahead.
I think you should go through first, Andrew. You are getting a good connection, and Debbie, I'm feeling there's a lot of energy, so go ahead, and I'll do back this time.
Yes,
okay.
Debbie, I did notice the minute you started talking, I saw your heart chakra. It's kind of in a lock right now. It's not as vibrant, and there's not much I could really say other than show you how to look in. What I tell a lot of people is that a phenomenal teacher will show you how to look, but not what to look for.
that is your gift. That is something you need to go. From what I'm seeing, are you discontent or disconnection in communication? Misunderstandings mostly here. And I haven't done this over this radio show yet, but I want to do this for you real quick. And I'm going to try to go as quick as I can because I know we're pressed for time. Are you relaxed right now? Sitting down, just relaxing? Need
yes.
you to breathe. Need you to breathe in your nose and out your mouth. Deep breaths. I'm going to work with your heart chakra here for just a second, okay? You're going to feel some warm, tingling sensations here in a moment, okay? Just need you to breathe deep in your nose and out your mouth. As you do this, when you breathe in your nose, imagine white healing light coming into your nose. And when you exhale, that negativity, that block, that weight that you feel on your heart, that pain in your heart, it'll exit your mouth. Let it go out into the universe. Now as you breathe, you're going to feel warm, fuzzy feelings around your chest. Your legs will start to get a little heavy. Your head will get a little light. This is what I'm going to do for balancing your energy. So you can have clear thoughts. You can see how to handle this situation. Because my own God is telling me that the answers are right there in front of you. But you can't see because you're off your path with the situation. It's a miscommunication, basically, is what I'm seeing.
Okay. So I'm making this worse, apparently.
Hmm?
I'm making it worse?
No. I'm not saying you're making it worse. Just the communication between your mother, it could be you're speaking English and she's speaking German. You're communicating, but not quite understanding each other. It's not so much that you're both making it worse. It's that you got to find the common ground here. And just what I was
okay.
right, as soon as you came on, I felt an instant connection. I got all this information. I'm trying to squeeze it into a couple minutes so we don't go too much time into this. But are you doing that breathing for me? Just breathe and relax. And now you'll feel some of that pressure, some of that weight lift off your shoulders, and your chest will become warm. And you'll feel probably most of the effects after you get off the phone with us.
Okay.
I'm going to do a real quick three. There we go. The biggest thing here, cleansing, new beginning. This goes back onto what Jeff was saying, not to fear death. Death is like a renewal. Here I got the Nine of Pentacles inverted. This is the ceremonial fire. You need to let go of everything that has already happened in the past and start anew. The flame, the sacred fire, represents cleansing of your soul, of your energy. You just need to let go of everything that's happened in the past and start anew. Sit down and talk with her as much as you can. Here is also telling me strength. You need to have the strength to be able to approach her and just sit with her. Even though you feel awkward with her, you need to sit down and say, Mom, we need to talk. You're my mother. We need to talk. We need to have a discussion. I'm not feeling right about something. And you'll find justice overall.
Do you think she's losing her mind?
Well, this cleansing, I said the answers are going to be right in front of you, and you took the words right out of my mouth. It's not so much losing their mind. She's probably got a lot more going on than you do, and she's probably got a lot more stress going on than you have, and you're just feeling the afterwake of it. The key here is what I'm being told. You have the answers within front of you. They're right in front of you. You just need to know how to find them. Sit down and talk with her. Let go of everything that's happened in the past between you two, like bad blood, bad energy, or negativity that's happened. Let it go from your body. Cleanse your soul. Feel that warmth in your chest when you talk to her. Have the strength to which is coming, and then you will find justice spiritually from having that conversation. You'll find a new beginning.
Okay. So, I know there's some things that came up, and it's probably the super moon, you know, things that she said to me when I was young that were really awful, and
mm-hmm.
I don't know why they're coming back up, but she's saying some mean things to me, and I'm trying
it's
to just,
energy. It's
yeah,
energy
help her.
Again.
Well, her cat has cancer, and I've been trying to help heal it, but I'm getting
mm-hmm.
attacked at the same time. And I feel like the cat is taking on, cleaning her energy. And it's just such a heavy situation that I don't think I'm that strong. I mean, I used to think I was strong, but this just brought me.
You will find strength again. You will find strength. If you feel like your psyche is being attacked when you're healing, I would recommend a tiger's eye, a red tiger's eye. There's a couple different colors, but go out and get a tiger's eye if you can. And charge that tiger's eye with positive energy. Keep it on your person when you speak to her. So that way you have your own intuition and other emotions or energies are not coming in. The tiger's eye will protect your psyche so you can get clear positive messages. You'll feel this
okay.
in your heart.
Do you think the fear of death is the cat?
Probably. I mean, if she's attached to this cat, an animal to me is no more different than my own child because I'm an animal lover, and I've had animals pass, and she may be very well connected to this cat and fear of losing it, and then that's all she's focusing on. Be there
yeah.
with her. And if the cat is going to pass, be there for her, console her, help her go through the grieving processes. And you're like, grieving process for an animal? The grieving process can be used in a lost loved one, like if your own family member passed away, a lost relationship, like a fiancé, boyfriend, you know, husband.
Oh.
Treat it in the same manner. Treat it in the same manner. She's going to be grieving over that cat. She's worried, so she's going to be upset. So she's not paying attention to what she's doing to you because she's focused on this cat, this connection that's going to be lost. Be there for her. Help her grieve.
I understand. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We thank you, and we're getting down. We are on that wild time of
wild. Do you
wild.
Have a website?
Yes.
I'm on Psychics Gone Wild, Andrew Romine. You can find me on the main page. I also have a contact email, and I'd be happy to know how everything's going. Please just drop me an email, or you can find me on Facebook as well. I'd love to hear how everything's going with you.
And we love to hear what this. We got you guys on the energy. I want to tease a couple of you. I know there's like about 15 waiting. What we want you to do is we want you to continually check out not only the sites, but this is a good way to be tested. I had someone ask me yesterday, I understand you used to let us do all these free readings, Jethro. Why are you not doing it? Well, it's like this. We love doing this. And I got to tell you, I am probably the best example of all the years of reading. I love doing the energy. But I did learn something, too, a long, long time ago. To have the value, there has to be an exchange. So what we do a lot of times is we'll give you these readings. You go on. Andrew's phenomenal. I have a lot of you guys going, well, how do I get him? Go on the site. Set up a time with the man. Catch him on Facebook. I had a lady tease me. She goes, I called your phone number, and I've asked you 4 times for a free reading, and you don't call me back. I gotta tell you honestly, my phone is very busy because I am very good. I am very busy, but I do help people, and I don't mind getting you call in like this, and we do. But if I've read for you and it does it, what hurts me is that I go to the angels and the guides and I do it, and pretty soon they're like, okay, the message out to the universe is, are you valuing your gift? And yes, I do. I know Andrew does. I know from what I've heard from other people, Andrew's phenomenal. So I want you guys to value us and do that. Quickly, you guys, make sure you go in and check out the Healthy Coffee. It is the best way to support not only Gone Wild, but to help with the rest of us, because it is what we do from that, is some of that proceeds goes into marketing. Those of us, they know we're on Spirit Radio now. That way we can out and do it. I had someone ask me, why would I want to drink mushrooms? You want to drink them because not only are they healthy spores, but it's a lot better than caffeine and coffee beans. Caffeine has been known to do a lot of other things. This doesn't have those things in it. Take time, go in and see the Healthy Coffee. We've got a few minutes here, Andrew. I've got people emailing me. They're going, this man is good. He has a way about him. Andrew, you are Native American or something, because I can feel it through the phone. I'm looking at trying to find your site and see what you look like. Tell me, because this is a friend of Jethro's up in the Rocky Mountains. Are you Native American, Andrew?
No, I am not. I'm actually, my bloodline is Celtic. A lot of shamanistic healing and druid paths actually coincide very much. And I've come to find that. That's why my cards are Native American, and I also practice shamanistic healing and Celtic healing as well. If anyone's familiar with the Tree of Life and the history, if you have questions about that, please call me. It actually comes from the Kabbalah, which most people will affirm from Judaism. But I learned from different walks of life, and I found in that spiritual journey that I've had many, many lives doing this sort of healing, different forms of shamanistic healing, different very basic roots of healing that I found in my own spiritual path through meditation. I was able to find my own roots. And yes, I have been told by other readers that they see very, very strong Native American in my blood, but my blood here is of a Celtic background. I am 60% Irish.
So we were talking about the Kabbalah. So you would be, you have energy that's from Celtic on the Kabbalah, but if it, like you said, and you use the Native American, I agree with you very much. I've worked with a lot of different energies back and forth through the years, and with power and light to help individuals, and it relates in so many ways. I bet you there is another life you have or something. I had someone right here. They said they had thought that you were Cherokee or that you had some Native American in your life. This is white cloud. I know you who you are. They're writing this as a friend of mine who's writing me, letting me know that they had understood that they'd seen that somewhere, so they were misunderstanding. Their apologies. Read with them.
No,
so,
that's fine, because in one of my past lives, and I fully believe in reincarnation, I fully believe that I had spent a few lives as a Native American shaman or doing shamanistic healing as a root. And then throughout my journey in life and learning, I have expanded out over a couple different lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. I love one of the energies you brought up there, and you're talking about the different types of healing. And I know from the energies of, especially with powwows and different sun dances and eventual energies that I've been through in my life with my family that are, you know, are Native American, that when you're sitting down and you're working with this energies and you're going with it, I've had the same experience in a place that I was sitting down doing a prayer in a church and a meditation. I've had the same experience when I was sitting down. Light energy works through us in such a vessel that, Andrew, I love what you explained to him. We've also got another question here from, this is Tina up in Vermont. Tina's saying that she has been working on her sister for 3 years now, trying to heal her. She's used a lot of symbols and methods. Andrew, is it true that if someone is not accepting the energy, should I stop or should I just keep sending the energy to her even though she doesn't want me to do it?
Stop. You don't have her permission. You're wasting your time and energy. She has to physically, mentally, and spiritually accept the energy, because that's going to override her free will. If she's not in faith of it, she doesn't believe in it, or she's not accepting it from you and stopping you, you're just sending the energy out, bouncing off her, and going back into the universe. You can keep going if you want. Sooner or later, you might reach her. Her body might give in and accept it without her knowing. But I'm getting that she's very, very headstrong about it. She's wanting to do it on her own. And I would recommend pulling off and just speaking with her about what you're doing. Let her know what you're doing. And if she's not accepting the energy, not accepting into her heart, her very soul, then what you're doing is not going to help her, because she's not accepting the gift. She's not accepting the healing. It's kind of like you're taking a pill and force feeding it down her throat, and then when you're not looking, she's spitting the pill out. That's basically what's going on here.
That's very much with that. You got that, and we got it on here. Listen, I've got one more minute, you guys. I know you're getting really crazy. Andrew, tell them one more time with feeling how to get a hold of you. Thank you. We can't wait for Thursday night. Me and Dina will be crazier than ever waiting for you. We've been the longest other than Casey and me on the running of Psyche's Gone Wild. You know, we welcome you. I know that you've been on with the Mermaid on Wednesday. We all know that Amy has taken over Wednesday nights at doing it like she always does, very classy style readings and very intense. Andrew, tell everybody how to contact you real quick, and then I'm going to let you go and talk to you Thursday.
Okay. My email is druid, D-R-U-I-D, Reiki, R-E-I-K-I, @gmail.com. Or you can reach me at facebook.com/Andrew Spiritual Healing. That's my public page. You can like it, send me a message there. Either way, you can reach me. I'd be happy to hear from anyone that's wanting to speak with me.
And so everybody knows, this is our Catch a Falling Star, Catching Molly's Rising. Andrew will be the star for July. So anybody who has a reading by Andrew wants to let us know, that he sends me a voucher. They say they sent it. I don't care if you pay him in apples, oranges, whatever Andrew's taken. Send me a slip that says I've had something done with Andrew for July, and you'll get a free astrology one done for me, an email one. And you'll be put in for the big contest in July. We're going to give away some bigger prizes. So you guys, keep going. Keep being crazy. Don't forget the wild. We're out there for you. And don't forget, as you go into your path, so do you find yourself. We love you. We are here for you. I apologize today about the little bit of crazy to get the show going. But once again, we made it through. 773-897-6461 if you want fun. Talk to you Monday. We're going to have Gary and Bonnie discussing big, intimate subjects on Monday's show.